Joining us again, Chris Simmons, counterintelligence expert. In tune with what's going on over in Gaza and Egypt. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Doing great. Yourself?
I'm doing well, and lots of things to talk about. I want to get to this attack on the Major General in just a few minutes, but first, we have delegations from the Israelis and the Palestinians in Cairo today to take part in negotiations for a longer-term peace in the Gaza Strip. Chris, when we talk peace in Gaza, those are not two things that go hand in hand. How likely are they to get very far in these talks without the bombing starting again? We've had 2 days. We've had 2 days of ceasefire, but how many more days do you think it's going to be with this?
Actually, this time the ceasefire may well hold, because you can argue that both sides have achieved their minimum goals for this war. And I say that because what Hamas wanted was a big political win. And they've done that both nationally and internationally. Because you have to remember, their domestic support was at low ebb because Hamas has been governing Gaza for the last several years. And they're a much better terrorist group than they are governing. So they have been able to rebuild their image, whereas Israel's most important thing was the tunnel system, which it discovered was larger and more sophisticated than it ever believed. The tunnel system is gone, and they have crippled Hamas's military capabilities. So right now, both sides can essentially claim victory. Hamas has won a political victory. Israel has won military victory, so both sides actually have an incentive to stop it now.
It's kind of an interesting point you make about Hamas rebranding themselves. When I think of that, I think, hey, we're kind of the good guy now. Are they just trying to overall change their image and maybe actually look towards peace with Israel?
No, actually, when you look at a document called the Covenant of Hamas, which is their founding charter, its single goal is the death of Israel. And so it has an inherent problem in terms of, as in Gaza, once they've won the victory and they have to govern Palestinians, building sewers and roads and bridges, that's not something a terrorist group does well at.
No.
And so they're trapped in a cycle of the longer a peace goes, the worse it is for them and their recruits.
So my question again is, how long do you think this is really going to last? Their tunnel system is gone, but there's going to be other ways that I'm sure they'll attack.
Yes, but I believe for now, it's very likely that for the foreseeable future, Hamas is going to need a couple years to rebuild its military capability and enjoy its fundraising ability and recruiting right now while it's on a win. So it's bought them some time, and then it's going to start over again.
Well, speaking from the counterintelligence expert perspective, knowing that Hamas will be rebuilding, expecting another attack from Hamas, why would Israel want to stop when they apparently might have the upper hand?
Because one of the other things Israel does better than almost anyone is espionage. And so a ceasefire will continue to work for Israel because they've got one of the most effective spy systems in the world, and they're running informants in Gaza. So it will not be hard for them to monitor Hamas's regrowth and periodically do surgical strikes to keep it under control.
Counterintelligence expert Chris Simmons joins us here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Duran Martinez here on the Michigan Talk Network. Yesterday, Chris, we had an Army general, major general, identified as General Harold J. Green, 34-year veteran, an engineer by training. He was on his first deployment to a war zone and was involved in preparing Afghan forces for the time when U.S. coalition troops leave at the end of this year. Deputy Commanding General, Combined Security Transition Command in Afghanistan, killed yesterday in an attack. How it kind of changed my whole perspective on leaving, although this is what we need to do. And what and when we leave, it seems chaos will yet again ensue. Now we have a two-star general killed. We have a German general wounded. Others killed in that attack. How is the U.S. going to view this? Because to me, that's pretty hostile, and we should kind of retaliate, I think.
I understand your point on retaliation, but the issue is retaliating against whom, because it's still unclear as to whether this individual was a Taliban member or, according to many reliable reports, he was simply a disgruntled soldier. And another recent incident with a disgruntled police officer where they've been fighting for decades now. And so you're getting, seeing the emergence of a new pocket of the populace where they're just tired of the fighting, and this is their way to lash out. And of course, the U.S. being the most visible, we're going to be the target of it until we get totally pulled out.
All right, Chris Simmons, appreciate you joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. It'll be interesting to see. Again, you know, I took the knee-jerk reaction approach to see what you would say. And again, time is on our side to find out. Very well could be just a case of a disgruntled employee, if you will.